Hello, it's Julie.
And I'm Samantha, and this is Stick to Tape.
And she's too busy laughing because this is episode 61, Parasite. Not only because Parasite won Best Picture at the Academy Awards, but because of the Tampa Bay Lightning, whom I hate, and they are parasites in this league. Is once again, I believe, is Tampa actually legitimately on top? Or they're like,
Possibly.
it's
Let's
not that
double
they're on
check.
top, that's that they have like the highest cup like predictions. Like I think Dominic Letuschkin's model says that they're like the one that's like gonna win the cup.
Right now,
Again,
they're
it's Tampa. I
a
hate them so much. God. Yeah, they're
they are second.
disgusting.
Boston is on top.
Ew. Like all everything that you just said was disgusting and I hate it. Anyways, so I'm just gonna go right into it. So I went to the Columbus Blue Jackets versus Tampa Bay Lightning game this week. That's why we're
Yeah.
recording so late, 'cause it's my fault, 'cause I went out on Monday night. And I gotta tell you, I hate them. Like, buddy, this game. So I just want to tell everybody about my entire experience because it was very, very fun. Like I said it last week, I got to go because student council bought me a ticket because they love me. And so what I did was I went to work that day, and then the teacher I was subbing for has her prep period, 10th period. So at like 2:14 or something, I don't know, I bounced and I left. And I drove to Columbus and I got parked and I went to this place that we're gonna have to go to. It's like a Mongolian barbecue. It was really tasty. I feel like we gotta go. So we gotta go. It's right next to Nationwide, so our next unfortunate trip there we'll have to go.
No, the next time I go to Columbus, we're gonna see Niall.
Oh yeah. Or is that at Nationwide? Or is it the Shot?
No,
Is it the
it's at
Schottenstein
the
Center?
Shot. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Anyways, so we, okay, so it is. So I get there, I go to the Mongolian barbecue. I see my kids in the window, and I almost ran up behind them and like was like, "Bah!" But I didn't do it. I restrained myself, even though I should have done it. So I walk in, and they all start screaming. They're like, "Oh my God, Miss Ginn!" And I'm like, "What's up?" And so we eat, and it was a nightmare. And then some girl goes, "Miss Gad, why are you here?" And I'm like, please ask yourself that question again. And everybody's like, she loves hockey. Everybody knows that. Okay.
Everybody knows
Everybody knows that. So we had to stand in the rain for 45 minutes because there was like way too much time between their break. Because like the kids got to, which I actually think is really cool, and I'm glad that the Blue Jackets do this. I think it's really cool. It was like a National Honor Society Student Council and DECA, which is like a business club, they got to go to Nationwide. They heard a couple of speakers. I think it was like announcers and people that do stuff within the organization. They did a hockey 101 kind of class where they got to learn about it, and then they got to skate on the ice, which I think is really cool. So,
That's super cool.
yeah, it's really cool. And then, like, I'm pretty sure they, like, put like the school's names up like on the board, but I missed ours to get a photo of it, which I'm sad about. But anyways, it was 24 students and like 24 students, and then they had three adults plus me is four, and then somebody else's husband came, so it was five. I got a free hat, by the way, a free Columbus
I'm
Blue Jackets
excited for
hat,
you.
so I wore it, but ew. Anyways, so there was that. And then like we had kids in like four places. Like there was us and there were three kids in front of us, the rest of the kids behind us, and then three kids over because we have a kid in a wheelchair, so they had to sit somewhere else because we weren't in an accessible section. So there's that. And then that game was garbage. It was just absolute garbage. It was not fun to watch. It was lazy and boring and like Because we were at a good point. We were up so high, like, you could see everything, which was nice. But, like, Tampa was playing dump and chase, right? And they're
Right.
fast enough to do that. But then when Columbus would get a breakout, they couldn't hold possession. Like, they would break out, and they would get in the zone, and then Tampa would be right there, pick it off, and then we'd just do it again. Like, their zone entries were just, they were fine, but they couldn't hold possession after they came in. And I was just like, oh my God, please, this is so awful. And I couldn't decide who I was rooting for besides a black hole
Yeah.
to open up beneath the arena and swallow everyone up.
Right.
Up to and including myself. Sorry about my kids, but ugh.
No.
Anyways, I made it through. I'm here. But, like, ugh, it was trash. It was just such a bad game. And it was so funny because, like, one of the women next to me the next morning, she was like, I went to my first pro hockey game last night and probably my last. And then she was afraid that I'd hurt her, like I cared. I'm like, there are some things that I like that I care if people like.
Yeah.
But there are some things where I'm like, yeah, that's not everybody's thing. That's okay if you don't like it. You know what I mean? And apparently
Yeah.
hockey is one of those things where I'm just like, okay, like, apparently I'm not pleased like my sport about it. Like, you know? Anyways,
Yeah.
Samantha's laughing. But yeah, so I was like, I don't care if you don't like it, because I mean, it wasn't a good game, so that's fair. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of the kids, I was like, hey, did you have fun? And they were like, yeah, I loved it, because I didn't see him afterwards. I left. Like, I just was like, okay, see you later, guys.
You guys come out.
Yeah, pretty much.
What the
I'm
kid?
like, you guys go find the bus. I'm gonna go drive home by myself. So, yeah, pretty much. I don't know. I think they had fun. I'm glad they went, and I'm glad I got to sneak myself on the trip.
Good.
So, I just wanted to tell you that. Oh, also, then, so it goes to overtime. So I'm like, oh, bonus hockey. And then Tampa won, like, right away. Also, it was, like, Kucherov, who I hadn't seen all night. Like, I could not pick him out. I could not find him.
He scored the other goal too.
I know, but I hadn't seen him. I hadn't seen, what is he, 86? I hadn't seen him on the ice. I never saw him once. He was completely invisible to me. Like, I noticed Shattenkirk, Shen, and, like, Sorelli, and then, like,
Yeah.
Yanni Gord, and that's it. Like, they're the only ones I noticed. Like, because
Not
Stamkos wasn't
even,
playing.
yeah.
And, like, I swear to God, I never saw Nikita Kucherov. At one point, I was like, is he even playing? Because I cannot find him.
Who's in net?
Mac. This is Curtis McElhinney. So
Okay,
that's why
yeah.
I couldn't decide who I was rooting for, because I kept going, oh, Mac. Because, like, you know,
Yeah.
it was supposed to be a good game because Tampa was supposed to be pissed off about being swept. And it was a little chippy, like, not chippy chippy, like, but they did do a bunch of, like, scrums. Like, there wasn't a fight, but, like, you know.
Was that the first time they were playing each other since the playoffs?
I don't know the answer to that question. But it was the first time they were in Columbus, I think.
I mean,
Because.
it's possible that that could be the first time because
Yeah.
the way that the schedule is, like,
Yeah.
the Pittsburgh Penguins just played the Caps for the first time. Like, the schedule is screwed up this year, every year, but also this year.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think so because, like, the way, like, the people that I was with were talking, they were saying that when they were, like, at their thing, they said this was supposed to be, like, a sold-out game. It wasn't. There were plenty of seats left. But
Well,
anyway.
everyone in TV is
They're all
dead.
dead. Like, they're all dead. Seth Jones has an ankle injury. I think it's a broken ankle. He's
Yeah.
out 8 to 10 weeks, which is the rest of the
Oh
season.
my God, bud, that's bad.
Yeah, and then Cam Atkinson didn't play that night. They're
Cam
just.
Atkinson's out 2 to 3 weeks.
Jesus. Yeah, they're incredibly injured. So, there's that.
That was literally the first game they have played against Tampa.
Yeah, and they lost in overtime. At least I got a point, I guess. I mean, that's bad for me, who's a fan of other Metro teams, but still.
Other
That
Metro
loss took them
teams.
out of the top three in
That's
the Metro,
fine.
though, because the
Good. Oh, I like
Islanders
that.
had one,
Fuck
so
the
they had the
Islanders.
same amount of points. I know, I fuck the Islanders. But then.
Okay, here's the problem with the Metro right now, because so the Penguins are second in the Metro,
Yeah.
right? And they've been
Yes.
second for a while, and then third in the Metro, and then the top two wild cards, which they keep switching, is the Islanders, the Blue Jackets, and the Flyers. And it's like, I don't want to play any of those in the first round.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to play the fl I don't play well, I'd rather play the Flyers out of all three of them, to be completely honest.
That's true, yeah.
Or I guess the Blue Jackets. I wouldn't mind, but I couldn't stand losing to them, so I can't stand losing to any of those ones. I hate them all. But
I know.
like yeah,
That's
but the thing
the
is
problem.
that the Blue Jackets have played like 57 games and the Islanders have only played like 54. Like they had like three games in hand.
Islanders are now at 55.
Okay. But still, at the time they
Everybody,
were like 54 and it was like
yeah,
banane.
and then they won last night against the Flyers, and now they're second or third in the.
Yeah. Well,
I
they
think
were
as.
third the night that Tampa beat CBJ because they had the same number of points but more games in hand.
And
So
now
the
they have
C
two more.
yeah.
Now they have two more points. It looks like as of right now, everybody has played at least 55 games.
Okay.
The
Because
most
I'd
is
seen
58.
yeah. Oh man. But anyway,
Nope,
so
both
that
is
was my
59.
experience at oh my God. Also, I just wanted to like say this. Like my tiny rural teens were like, "Oh my God, pops were like $5." And I just want to be like, "You don't want to know how much a beer is." Like come on, guys. I was like, "When did you get the souvenir cup?" "It was $9." I'm like,
Capitalism is a
yeah.
scourge.
I'm like, yeah, they are expensive. But yeah, I was like, sorry guys. Because do you know what I paid for a small coffee and a 10-pack of Timbits? $6.50. $6.50.
Jesus.
Like,
Yeah.
Timbits are $1.50, maybe. And they weren't even good.
Yeah.
They weren't even good.
Of course not. Of
No.
course not.
Like, this is my controversial take. Chocolate Timbits are the only ones with rights.
Okay.
That's what I have to say. Anyway, it was fine because I was cold and I needed to warm up a bit. So,
That's fair.
yeah. So that was my trip to see Columbus versus Tampa.
Ugh.
I
What a
know. It was a
team.
gross game. It was not fun to watch. Like, it was fun. Like, the experience was fun. Like, because going to a hockey game is
Yeah,
always
because it's
fun.
hockey,
But, like,
yeah.
the hockey was bad. And it was bad. So, that was
Speaking
it.
of bad
That's my.
hockey
Yeah?
that you could go see for cheap, Buffalo Sabres tickets are like $4.
Are they really? Oh,
Yeah, I mean, I
man.
think it's like 300 level, but somebody tweeted out a list of like stuff that costs more than Buffalo Sabres tickets. And one of
Wait.
the things was the fee from my bank to put the Sabres logo on my debit card.
Oh my God. Yeah, I saw Greg Wyshynski tweeting about how like Sabres fans have it really bad right now. I feel bad.
Yeah, well,
Except for
because
how I don't.
the Sabres lost at home to Detroit.
Oh God.
Yeah, like that's how you know you're bad. Like the Red Wings have won like four times on the road this season, and two of those were in the first week. Like.
They won that game in Nashville. They won that game in Nashville, right?
The first game of the season, and then they won their first game at home, and it was like, yeah, here we go, Steve Yzerman, he's got the Yzer plan, we're gonna do it, we're gonna go all the way, and then it's like they finally broke 30 points the other day. They're up to 32.
Oh my God. Incredible.
Their goal differential, by the way.
Oh God, please tell me.
-96.
Holy fuck. Oh, man. I think that the Detroit Red Wings are bad.
They are bad. They're very bad. Here's the thing. If they don't make 41 points, then it's a record-breaking, historically bad season or something. I think 41 is like the benchmark, which they might not get. They have.
Yeah. What if Alexis Lafrenière goes to Buffalo?
So bad. This is bad because I quote unquote follow the Sabres, but like
Speaking of first round picks, so
can't stop laughing.
I know you can't, but speaking of first round picks, oh fuck, I
I'm
forgot what I was
calm.
gonna say. Oh, two things. Connor McDavid's out with an injury, former first
Yeah.
round pick, and the Pittsburgh Penguins
First
are
of
at
all.
it again
Okay,
because
no, this,
I
the,
what?
okay, so we had, there were two trades this week.
Okay.
And I would like you to know, I just have to get this out first before you
Okay.
go into the Pittsburgh Penguins trade.
Okay, fine.
There was a trade on the 5th, and it was the first non-AHL trade since January 2nd. Okay?
Okay.
We're 3 weeks out from the trade deadline. And it was the first trade with NHL players going both ways since the Robbie Fabbri Jacob De La Rose trade on November 7th.
Jesus.
Like, even the Taylor Hall trade only had prospects and picks going the other way. Like, there have been no trades this year. There have been a ton of, like, little bitty AHL trades. But, okay, so there was, before the Pittsburgh Penguins trade, there was a Maple Leafs trade. They traded Trevor Moore, Columbus's 2023rd, and a conditional 2021 third to the Kings for Jack Campbell and Kyle Clifford, and the Kings are retaining 50% of Kyle Clifford's salary. And
Oh my God.
so far, so far, it has worked out just because all of the Maple Leafs are in love with Jack Campbell.
That's
Because
fair.
Freddie is still out. Jack Campbell is the number one
Did
right now.
you, by chance, hear my landline ring?
Yeah, he did. It's
Live in the 1950s.
old, too. So that was the first trade. That was the first, and that was the first trade this year, and pretty much in this month of the big trade deadline. The trade deadline is the 20 something. It's 2 weeks from yesterday, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, it's soon.
Can I talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins now?
Yes, you can talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins trade now.
Okay, so speaking of first round picks, the Pittsburgh Penguins are at it again. Jim Rutherford, who said 2025 season tickets holders have no rights, like, just traded away the first round pick again. But here's what he did. He traded.
They're in a win now mode.
Yeah, duh. They should have been. They should be, but still, they're about to, like, in a couple years, they're gonna feel Buffalo Sabres sadness. they traded Alex Galchenyuk, a first, and Kalyn Addison for Jason Zucker.
Okay.
Which I'm
Okay.
fine with, actually. I'm
I
sad about Kalyn
understand.
Addison. I understand why you are sad about it, but I actually think it's a good
Okay.
deal.
I'm also fine with it, but I was not expecting Kalyn Addison to go. And I understand, I have tweeted this numerous times, and it is true, and I never pay attention to myself. don't fall in love with prospects. Never fall in love with prospects. You dumb bitch. That's to me. Because I fell in love with Kaylin Addison and his best friend, Jordy Bellreeve. And Kaylin Addison, like, I saw him, I don't know if I saw him this year, but I definitely saw him last year in the preseason. He's a good kid. He's a good defensive prospect, but, like, also, like...
Defensive prospects are magic beans?
Defensive prospects are magic beans. We have other defensive prospects in the AHL right now that are, like, who did we get in the Kessel trade? The other part of the Kessel trade.
I can't remember his name.
It was a good name, Pierre Olivier Joseph. Pierre Olivier Joseph. And he apparently is really good. And he's probably a little closer to being NHL ready than Kaylin is. And like,
but also,
it's a good
trade. But we don't really need someone that's NHL ready. Like,
we don't.
Kind of a glut, anyways.
Yeah. That's so true. I mean, like, he's like a couple years off, but like, he has time to develop and all that. Like, but I mean, I'm fine with the trade now, thinking back on it. But I first, like, I couldn't get over that because it's Kaylin Addison and I love him deeply. I follow him on Twitter.
That trade happened to me while I was at the CBJ Tampa game. And I'm just sitting there like, oh my god, while I'm supposed to be watching this game that I can't care about because it's just bad.
Did we mention who we got yet?
What?
Did we mention who we got yet?
Yeah, I said Jason Zucker.
Oh, okay, we got Jason Zucker.
I can't wait until he scores his first goal so I can say welcome to Zuckerberg.
I only sort of watched the game last night. I didn't notice him. He's kind of speedy.
He's speedy.
I saw him a couple times. I don't know a lot about Jason Zucker because who are the Wild anyway?
I agree. I will tell you this. I have some information.
Yeah.
This is a good deal because Jason Zucker has, like, a few more years at a set rate, and I think he'll still be. Huh?
Yeah, and he signed through the 22-23 season for five and a half.
For 5.5. So that's good because Alex Galchenyuk, A, didn't work out, and B, wasn't, like, was up at the end of the season. So we've got some time. We've got some time with, like, a locked rate. So that's good, especially because it looks like everything that Jason Zucker is really will work well with the Penguins system. Like,
yeah.
I feel like last night was kind of a giveaway because, like, he just got here. Like, just got here.
Yeah.
So, like flew in that afternoon.
It's not quite a Jared McCann, Nick Bjugstad arriving during Anthem, but it's still, like, he just got there. Like, he got traded the night before.
Yeah. So, a little bit about that. So, his wife, Carly, is probably going to have to stay in Minnesota for a while. Jason has a stepdaughter, and she does not want to take the daughter away from her bio dad. So, it really kind of, like, she's not really going to be able to go to Pittsburgh without, like, abandoning one of her children. And she has a job as a radio host.
Okay.
So, she said she was going to try to stay on radio as much as possible, but now she's going to parent three children by herself, so.
Well, I mean, I feel like most wags are already, like, even if they live in the same place as their husbands, are pretty much single moms for, like, half of the season.
I know that they had, like, they have a foundation. It's, like, the Give 16 Foundation. So they do a lot with, like, hospital work and, like, helping out kids and stuff. So we know they're good people. So there's that. And that's all. That's my extensive knowledge of Jason Zucker.
They are good people, and also, oh, Fuck, something just happened on Twitter. I have to tell you about it in a second. Okay. We know that good people are also probably not homophobic because he did have, like, hockey is for everyone hats and stuff.
Good.
He's a good person. Okay. Sorry. Tonight is the Pittsburgh Penguins night of assists.
Oh, Jesus, is it?
Yeah. There's a couple of pictures on Twitter of, I don't understand what the dress code is, but Sid is in something that is black and looks almost like leather.
I think it's 70s.
Is it 70s? I have Teddy Bluger and Don Cahoon in, like, it's like silvery, it's like a silver kind of, I don't understand what's happening. They're incredible pictures, though.
Okay, I'm going to look, obviously.
It's, I didn't see it on, like, the official Twitter.
It's okay, I'm gonna here. Look.
I just sent it to you.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, my God. I know we don't get like this on the podcast, but titties out. Oh, I'm gonna die. He didn't shave. Why is he not shaving? Like, you'd think he would shave for this. I'm sorry. Maybe he's got something going on.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, these are incredible, incredible outfits. And thank you, Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, for giving this to us.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. You shouldn't have let me look at my phone.
Oh, no. Speaking of the Pittsburgh Penguins and Sidney Crosby, today was the annual Little Penguins Skate, where Sidney Crosby has, 100 kids from his Little Penguins program come out to, like, UPMC and skate around, and has a few teammates show up. This year, his teammates were Anthony Angelo, Andrew Agostino, Sam Lafferty, who... the Penguins Twitter, like, quoted him, and I thought he was going to be like, yeah, I was in a Little Penguins program. But no, just, like, his, like, local.
Could you imagine?
It's coming. It's going to come soon. Let's be honest. He's been doing this for a while.
Oh, my God. Can we talk?
Was there, and then also Brandon Tanev. Brandon Tanev is my emotional support himbo.
Can I talk about, I know you, I don't think you've yeah. listened to it yet, but can I talk about Jen Bolano originally talking about Sidney Crosby?
Yes, you can. I have not listened to it.
Okay, so if you don't know who Jen Bolano originally is, she is like the executive director of communications or something, or PR, for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Yeah. And so she started with the Penguins in Sid's rookie year. Like, January 2006 or something like that, or whatever.
Yeah.
Probably 2007. But anyways, so, like, they've grown up together, basically, in the organization. And, like,
she
basically talks about how, like, she has to be a bitch to, like, media people so they'll fucking leave him alone. And, like he'll do a scrum, and then somebody will wait behind and be like, hey, can I ask Sid a couple questions? And she's like, no. Like, you can't. And he's like, so I just can't even ask a couple questions? And she's like, no, you missed it. Sorry, get out of here. Like, she'll tell Sid, like, leave. Because you know that Sidney Crosby would literally let someone take up his entire time. Like, and he wouldn't want to say anything about it. He wouldn't want to be a dick about it, because that's who he is. And she's like, so I just, she's like, and I guess she said she talked to him. And, like, he was like, just treat me like anybody else. And she was like, okay, I can do that. And so, like, then she goes, I take special care of him. And I was like, made me scream, because I'm like, I love her, and same. But what was the other thing she was talking about? It was really incredible. Oh, so when she was an intern, like, the first time she had to, like, pull people for, like, media scrums, like, she, like, had, like, a 2-minute spiel about, like, hey, I'm really sorry, blah, blah, blah. And I guess Sid texted the director and was like, tell her to stop being so nice. I love him. Anyways, That was it was on like some NHL podcast, and everybody should listen to it because it's really good. And she has like really cute stories.
Most of what I know about, because I know the Penguins have done a couple of articles about her. Obviously, she's been with them forever. She was on, I feel like I may have said this already, but we're going to say it again. She was on Say Yes to the Dress before she got married. And they had current or then head Penguins coach Dan Bylsma on that episode as her work husband.
For real. Well, and, it's funny, she talks about that in that podcast, too. Not the show, but, like, her relationship with the head coach. It's really interesting. Yeah.
There's definitely, I think there was 1 year where only Gino did media, like, media day, or maybe it was All-Star Game or something, I don't know. But, like, it's really funny because he talks, like, to Jen, like, off-camera about it. Because, like, he doesn't like to do media and all of that. And he talks to her. And he's like, Jen, you be quiet. And all of this. And so, it's so great.
She said she used to stand in the scrum and, like, look at him to get him to look up. Because he would always look down. And so she would, and he was like, Jen, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm trying to get you to look up. It is really funny, and especially, like, her stories were really funny. I'll have to find a link to that podcast, because I think everybody should listen to it, because it's really good. She's just got a really good personality, too, and so, like, and it's so funny, her talking about, like, her relationships with the head coach and with, like, the general managers and stuff like that. She said, like, every time Ray Shero had, like, a media obligation, it came through her. And when Jim Rutherford got there, she's like, he was handing out his phone number on the first day. And she was like, what's happening? Like, I'm pretty sure you could just call Jim Rutherford and he would answer the phone. Hi, would you like a word of theirs? Like, I don't, anyways, it was such a good podcast to listen to. And she was so fun to listen to. And her stories were great. So, I want you to, like, I want to tell you everything because you're my friend and I know you'll enjoy it. But I also want you to listen to it. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. So I will listen to it.
Keeping things to myself so you can listen to it and scream. But if you want me to tell you, I will.
Okay, well, not right now on the podcast. Okay. I'm very late.
Oh, are we busy?
Okay.
Oh. I forgot everyone else is here.
Oops. I love Jen Bologna originally. I love Sidney Crosby. I love Gino Malkin.
I love him so much.
I love the surfing.
I know. Gino and Anna got, know, like, a popcorn machine, and me, a popcorn connoisseur.
I know.
Like, I'm like, what oil did you use? You can tell. All right, you can tell the difference between, like, other oils and, like, vegetable oil. It's gross. Anyways, moving on. What else happened this week? There's a bunch of injuries. Like, we talked about Seth Jones, but Shea Weber is out, like, 4 to 6 or something.
4 to 6 feet.
But the thing is that foot is the same foot he had surgically repaired. And it really could place the rest of the season plus the rest of his career in jeopardy, to be honest, is what I was seeing first, but it sounds like it's less dire than that.
Yeah. Cap Friendly tweeted out, oh my god, a bunch of the injured Penguins are also in this picture. I'm gonna move it. Okay, I can't look at it right now. Cap Friendly tweeted out, like, there's like 9 remaining contracts right now that would have cap recapture penalties if somebody retired. The thing about, like, an IR injury is that that's when you don't officially retire and you're just on IR for the rest of your contract, which is what Marian Hossa and Henrik Zetterberg are both doing. But I thought, you know who is on the cap or capture penalty page? It is Sidney Crosby. I was like, oh, yeah. Bad news.
Yeah, because the beginning of his contract, he was making like $12 million or more a year. And now it's like down to like 6 or so. It's so weird.
Yeah, it was really
he really fucked me up because, like, I'm such a cheapskate, and I'm just like, well, he took less, so maybe you should, but that doesn't make any sense.
8.7 average annual
8.7,
value.
baby.
Like a nerd. Okay, anyway, yeah, so injury stuff. So a big injury. That just kind of happened last night, and we don't really know what it is yet. Is Jay
Jay
Bomeister
Bomeister, yeah.
of the St. Louis Blues? They were playing the Ducks last night. They were in Anaheim, and he came back to the bench after a shift, and he just collapsed. The video, I have seen the video. I only watched it once. It's not graphic because it's not like he, they say he had like a cardiac event. But like he falls out of frame and everyone around him is so panicked. I could only watch it one time. It was really similar to the Rich Peverly collapsing on the Dallas Stars bench a couple years ago, a few years ago, 5, 7 years ago. And they don't know what it was, but he was, I think they used the defibrillator on him,
Yeah.
and then he woke up and he was awake when they took him to the hospital. He was texting with friends last night. He is in, they postponed the game. It was in the first period. They postponed the game. And so they have to do a little bit of figuring out to see when that game is going to be played. And the Blues were supposed to be in Vegas last night, or like go to Vegas after the game last night. They stayed in Anaheim and they made it to Vegas this morning. And then I think I saw that George McPhee of Vegas had counseling available to anybody who wanted it when they got
Well, that's
to
really
Vegas.
good.
That is really good.
Yeah.
That reminds me of that kid. In the O HL earlier this year, who had the his who got his leg lacerated during the game, and then they like canceled a couple of games after that, and they had a bunch of counseling for all of the kids, and they were like, it's more important that the kids are okay into
Yeah.
like the team
I just
playing.
saw a tweet from John Shannon. It says that it was in fact cardiac arrest. Says the battery te he's going through a battery test in Irvine, but the prognosis looks positive. So,
That's good.
yeah.
Oh gosh, it's very scary stuff. And people are mentioning, like I mentioned Rich Peverly, and I know a couple of people have mentioned other. There's a couple of other names where that's happened, and it's just the fact that there are enough for us to have a few extra names to talk about it, and also that there are so few that we know, like who. Happened to you. I
Yeah.
don't know. It's very scary.
It is really scary. I'm glad they canceled the
It's not like
game.
an injury. I'm, yeah.
I'm glad they canceled the game and just kind of like was like, you know what, we'll do this at a different time.
Yeah. They may have to move a couple of other games around to do it. But also they have done that before because a couple of years ago, like Boston and Florida got canceled because of a snowstorm and they switched a couple games
Yeah.
around so they could play again. So that's anyway, the prognosis is good, so that's good. That's the biggest injury news, is that guy right there.
I agree.
The Sedins are having their jersey retirement tonight.
I like their jersey. Like they shared a
Their
jersey.
jersey. Their one jersey, yeah. The 22 and 23 are being retired. Their jersey.
Yeah.
it's one ceremony.
One ceremony, two guys. Two guys, one ceremony. That doesn't work. Oh my God, two guys, one cup.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Shut up. They share everything.
Not.
we're losing the plot so hard.
We're never.
I don't even know.
That's
what
it.
Else? Did you have other notes? Because I didn't make any notes. I just came into this like I'm gonna talk about whatever.
Jeremy Roenick is officially shit canned today.
Who? Jeremy Roenick. That's right. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't know why he wasn't on TV. I was just happy about it.
Oh, I read read about it.
But apparently he said he wanted to like have a three-way with Catherine Tappan.
I think I listened to it. Yeah, he was, I think it was on Barstool or something. I think I listened to like the clip. He was talking about, or I read it or something. He was talking about he was on vacation like with his wife and Catherine Tappan was also there and he was like, yeah, gonna have three-way and all of this. And then he also said something about how if Patrick Sharp asked him to have a three-way, he would have to think about it. He wouldn't say no right away. So that's two of his coworkers that he was like, yeah, no, I definitely have sex with them. And he said it to on a podcast, like a public podcast.
I was going to say, like, same, but...
That's not something that you say.
I'm also not their coworker. And I don't say it in public.
Although his business is public. Yeah. To a bunch of, like, about your coworkers.
Yeah.
And Catherine Tappan was like, I don't condone that. Although we were friendly, I don't condone his comments or whatever. Because, like, that's... There's, like, how many women on the NHL on NBC? Like, one. Fucking Catherine Tappan.
There's, like, one. It's Catherine Tappan.
Yeah, like, the others they have come through just kind of rotate in and out, and but, like, there's one, and it's Catherine Tappan, and to have, like, one of her coworkers, like, yeah, no, like, definitely fuck her. That's not...
Yeah. There are especially a lot more women, like, on the NHL Network.
Like, yeah.
There are a lot of them, like Jamie Hirsch and Jackie Redmond. And there, I know there's another one. There's a blonde one. But I don't watch it as much as I used to. Like, I used to watch NHL Network all the time. And now I'm like, no, I can't do that right now. I don't want to hear sad things about my team. And so I just kind of got out of it. But anyway.
Yeah, so Jeremy Roenick is officially done, though, after 10 years, or 9 or 10 years, or whatever, on the network. And I'm fine with that.
He's probably going to start, like, his own podcast. I think he already has one.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's just going to be...
a Barstool podcast?
Because they were both supposed to be at, like... the Winter Classic. And he was suspended for that.
Yeah. Yeah, he got suspended in December.
And I think Biz was supposed to be there, too.
Oh, Biz.
I hate Barstool. This podcast does not condone Barstool.
This podcast does not condone Barstool.
So.
Because Barstool is terrible.
I will tell you, I do know that, I know you said, who the hell are the Wild, and yes, but of those things, Matt Dumba just got fined, like, $5,000 for slashing, Ryan Reeves, but
yeah.
Ryan Reeves, like, plastered his ass into the boards, so I'm not sure why Ryan Reeves isn't getting punished also, because it was, like, a dangerous hit that could have, like... really hurt him. So, there's that.
I don't know, dude. I mean, I have stats. That's the only other thing I have. Oh, the Leafs are in the playoffs right now. Oh, here's... Yeah, they're third in the Atlantic. Okay, here's the thing about me. We're coming up on playoffs again. Because we've got 2 weeks till the trade deadline, and then it's, like, all straight into the, it's like, we're like 6 weeks out at this point. And I get really weird. I know you know this. I'm just on a podcast. I get really weird and superstitious about a playoff. I'm not a little suspicious, but I am superstitious. And today, I looked at the model, at Dom's, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Whoosh. You're not paying attention to me. So you don't.
I was paying so much attention to you.
What's Dom's last name?
Who?
Dom.
Luchushkin?
The dude who had. Yeah, thank you. Dom Luchushkin. So I looked at his model today.
That's what
that said. That sounds about right. I looked at his model today. And even though the Penguins have been like fourth in the league for like weeks now, the Penguins were fourth on his model. They have a 99% chance of making the playoffs. They're tied for like third percentage to win it all. And I immediately like put my head in my hands and went, I'm nervous. I'm so nervous. This makes me so nervous. Like, the numbers are in our favor just to even, like, make the playoffs, and I'm uncomfortable about it.
Speaking of that, their first round pick is protected. If they miss the playoffs, they get their first round pick.
Well, because, you know, you're hoping if, because, like, if you do make the playoffs, unless you, what did we pick out this year? Like, 20 something?
Yeah.
Unless you're like a wild card and you get swept in the first round, it's going to be like a late first round draft pick.
Yeah.
And you're hoping, ideally, you're hoping that it's a very late, it is the latest first round draft pick. And that's what we've had a lot of discussion about GMJR and how much Jim Rutherford drives us nuts sometimes. But the thing about it is, like, he does make a lot of mistakes, like, in who he trades for, but he is always pretty good about trading them away, getting another, like, getting rid of his mistake.
Well, he's never looking for a pure rental. He's always looking for someone with term. Which makes sense, in a way, because then they're always retradable.
Yeah, exactly.
I read an article... You go.
If something happens in the next, like, next year or whatever, and Jason Zucker is like a Derek Brassard type, and we have to get rid of him, he still has a couple of years on his contract, and you can, like, shed that, you know?
Yeah.
It's not too much.
Well, but that being said, like, if he's a Derek Brassard type deal, then he's just a throw-in. Like, Galchenyuk was a throw-in on that deal. They wanted Addison. Like,
yeah,
not kidding.
That's true.
Like, Galchenyuk was the
throw-in. No, I know.
It's just wild.
Oh, I'm so
speaking
sad.
Speaking of
I'm really sad about Galchenyuk.
I'm sad, too. Like, he's, like, somebody referred to him on the radio as, like, having a Nail Yakupov situation.
He has now... played in every division before his 26th birthday,
which is today.
This is today. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. Oh, honey.
And I don't think that it's not that he doesn't work hard, because I think he works really hard.
Yeah. He does work really hard.
It's just not working.
It's really,
so hopefully he has success with the Wild.
Yeah, hopefully he can just, like, get that mojo working.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really, yeah, because all of the beat writers have mentioned something about how, like, he was always out there, like, just a little longer, like, working on stuff and, like, trying stuff. And, like, he knew that he was a disappointment and he didn't want to be a disappointment. He was trying really hard.
Yeah. Just super bums me out.
Like,
speaking of, like, Jim Rutherford and his trades, there was a...
Yeah.
I read an article this week, and I don't remember who it was that wrote it. It was probably Josh Yohe. But it was about how Jim Rutherford, when he made... It might have been... No, it might have been Jesse. Like, But basically, they were talking about how, like, when Rutherford traded Hagelin, everybody was fucking pissed. And,
Yeah.
like, it was not the intended, like, it did not do the intended thing, which was to shake them up. It just pissed them off.
Yeah.
And I don't remember who wrote that, but I just wanted to just say it out loud because I also pissed me off. I also pissed me off.
Yeah.
It also pissed me off.
Yeah, it was bad. We did not like it. Because I think, wasn't it for like Tanner Pearson too? Like it
Yeah.
didn't work.
And he
It
already
did
was
not
traded
work.
away, yeah.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Anyway, I'm gonna do some stats real quick.
Okay.
Okay, the first stat is it's not a first career goal, but it was his first goal in Twitter. I know, did we talk about it last week? We may have talked about it last week. Stephen
We may
Johns.
have. Say it again.
Stephen Johns got his first goal in over 22 months. And I love him, and I just wanted to make sure that we mentioned that because we did mention because we're I was a little shit and I mentioned Val Nichushkin's first goal in over a season. I wanted to mention Steven Johnson as well. Anyway, four other kids got their first goals this week. Kiefer Bellows of the New York Islanders.
Oh my
Yeah,
gosh, yay! I actually love Kiefer Bellows. Sad that he's an Islander.
he actually scored twice in the game against the Kings. They won 5-3, and he had the game-winning goal. Jansen Harkins of the Winnipeg Jets. Maxim Lechinov of the San Jose Sharks. And Jake Evans of the Montreal Canadiens all had their first goals this week. There were three hat tricks this week, and there have only been 50 this season. And I checked, and this time last year we were at 63 already.
Wow.
I know. The Pittsburgh Penguins have had zero hat tricks this season, by the way. And I think, like, through December we had had like five. Anyway, Mark Pysyk of the Panthers got his in a 5-3 Panthers win over the Leafs. Patrick Laine got his first hat trick in a 5-2 win over the Senators. And last night, Captain Jamie Benn of the Dallas Stars got his first hat trick of the season in a 4-1 win over the Canes.
Also, that third goal was awarded to
Yeah.
him because he
Yeah.
was stopped on a breakaway on an empty net. So he didn't even score that last goal. It was just awarded to him. And there's a very cute gif of Tyler Seguin, who has not scored this calendar year.
In 17 games.
Yeah, he has not scored. But there's a gif of him like with his arm around Jamie and he's like, "Smile!" And then Jamie smiles. Because he was not smiling at not at being awarded the goal. So it's very cute though.
So funny. Remember when Matt Cullen got
Yes.
that that goal in a game where he didn't he was the only person on the team who didn't have any shots on goal and he got a goal.
I thought you'd be impressed by that. We're not. Oh, the Cullen kids are the best.
The other thing that Jamie Benn did this week, he and his girlfriend Katie got a cat.
Yes, they did.
Do you remember the cat's name?
Jagger Barack Haldridge Ben.
Haldridge Ben, but they just call him Mr. Magoo. And Katie was at the game last night, and she tweeted or she Instagrammed the hat trick, and she said, "Hattie for the caddy."
Truly. Actually, that's the best name in hockey
Was
this week, so guess this is
also.
it.
There are a bunch of shutouts. Elvis Merzlikins and Mackenzie Blackwood both had two this season or this week. Elvis Merzlikins has like five in his last eight games. What are you gasping at? I know. I saw that picture.
Oh my God, I'm literally gonna die.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. This is terrible.
I know,
I
it's
love the
worse.
Pittsburgh
It's so
Penguins.
bad. It's so bad. I love it so much. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. I don't. There's barely any high scoring games. There's like no hat tricks anymore.
Oh.
Four kids got their first goal. Pittsburgh Penguins are.
Oh my god. This picture is incredible. I'm sorry. I'm like so distracted right now because the Pittsburgh Penguins. He cut somebody off in the corner. I don't know who.
Well,
it is.
The Penguins also tweeted out like the big group pick too.
Oh, okay.
And
anyways.
And a shot of Crystal Tang's selfie. Oh my god. All the injured kids are there, and I'm very emotional about it. I know that they're always there, but I'm still really emotional about it.
Oh, Brian's there.
I always put. Yeah, so it was Beefstab and Dom Cahoon. I can almost name everybody. I'm real close.
Jake!
And you can't have Jake.
Jake's there. That's important.
Yeah! Yeah, they're always there, but it's just so much, it's so good to see them.
Okay, I don't know who some of these people are. Okay, we gotta stop.
It's time for the best name in hockey.
Actually, just before that, I want to say something.
Okay.
I just want to take a second to talk about what happened in basketball this week, but not basketball, but like, Dwayne Wade and his wife, Gabby Union, have talked about their daughter, Zaya, and how she's living her truth now. And I just wanted to say that I'm, like, incredibly, like, moved by it. And, like, I think they're really great parents to, like, support her so much. Like, because they were supportive before she was like, hey, I'm a girl. But I just think
because she's been
so
figuring
about
it out because she's 12. Yeah.
Yeah, she's 12 and she's so mature. There's a video that Gabby put on Instagram, I think, or she tweeted it maybe. And it's
she tweeted it.
Zaya just talking about like living your truth and there's no reason to not live your truth in this world. And that's what it's all about. And I just wanted to publicly say how much I love her and how much I support her. And I'm, like, really happy that her family is so supportive and loving. And they're
Agreed.
A great example for parents everywhere.
They're, yeah.
There's that. And also, her brother, Zaire, he posted about how she's his best friend and how he's, like, there for her, and it's just so, so cute. So that's
yeah.
my little, like, I just wanted to talk about that. And now it's time for the best name in hockey.
Okay, best name in hockey time.
Okay. Not 100% sure how to pronounce this. This is a kid who plays for the Dallas Stars U16 team.
Mm-hmm.
And born July 10th. 2004.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so I'm probably going to butcher this and I feel bad because I really did look for how to say it, but it's, he's American, but it's Elouan Lemonnier? Maybe? I don't know.
Okay.
It seems cool. So, he's a baby. And he plays, he must be from Texas because he's played with like AAA Bantam major and minor in Texas and then the Dallas Stars U16 team. And basically he's just got like 18 games, 6 goals, 7 assists, 13 points, and 16 penalty minutes. So he's that guy. But cool name. That's all I could find out about him. I threw in the towel on this one, I'm not going to lie. I Googled best names in the dub, and his name was on there. So, yeah. Elouan? Lemonnier.
Nice.
I know. Sorry. So, that's all I have to say for this week.
Okay.
Probably. We probably missed some stuff, but it's fine.
I mean, we probably missed some stuff. I usually send myself tweets in my Twitter DMs, and Twitter, like, erased all of them except for the ones in the past 3 days, which is unfortunate. So we probably missed something. We tried a little bit. And you know what? You know what we're going to retweet out on our Twitter is the pictures of the Pittsburgh Penguins at their night of assists.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that right now.
So you'll have already seen it by the time this.
I'm looking at it right now, and it is certainly something.
So I think that's it for this one. You can follow us on Twitter at Stick to Tape.
Our you follow DMs us on Instagram at Stick to Tape, but I don't know why you would want to.
If you have any longer questions, comments, or concerns, or best name and hacking suggestions, because I lost all of mine, you can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate and review us and tell all of your friends about it. I told my date about it.
That's adorable. I told my kids about it, sort of. They were like, you have a podcast? And I'm like, uh-huh. So... And then they're like, what's it called? And I'm like, it's called Stick to Tape. So shout out to them, I guess. So, all right. Are we done?
Okay, well, everybody needs to stick to tape.